Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, congratulations on the win.
Thanks, Schultzy.
Back when you played, and heck, back when you even started coaching in college back in St. Cloud, a 7-1 game could be a very ugly third period. What kind of led to the change in how the game is called and how the game is played now? Because last night was a whole lot more fun to watch.
Yeah, that's probably a good question right there, Schultzy. First off, I think you have me in the locker room between the second and third telling the guys, don't hit anybody, don't blow anybody up. Last thing we need is a five-minute major. Give them an arrows. And it's not necessarily even losing the game as much as you don't want to lose the period. I mean, there's just so many things to me that you're playing for. So, I mean, we just said, don't blow anybody up. Just pressure the puck, stay above the puck. Play hard, advance the puck, you know, keep moving the chains, just kind of, you know, keep the clock going. The clock's our best friend. So, you know, we established, obviously, our ground rules, and I'm sure Damon, from his standpoint, same thing. It's just like, okay, guys, it's just let's try to win the period. Let's do what we have to do. And I just think that's where the game is right now as well. I just don't think the game, you know, the culture of our sport isn't like it was in the probably the 70s or the 80s.
Did it really take the NHL to embrace this kind of style to make it the norm now instead of the exception?
Probably, and because, again, I think they're the leaders of our sport, and we follow them.
On to the game last night. How did Adam Brady's first goal kind of flip the momentum?
Well, it was, because I thought they were taking it to us, and we were kind of in survival mode a little bit. And, no, it was just a big goal, and it's amazing once you're kind of, once the play's being carried to you a little bit, and we recognize that on the bench, and you get that goal, it's just like, okay, things are going to obviously settle in right now. And I think that's kind of how, you know, the bench took it, and I think that's how the coaching staff took it.
Play of the night, as far as I'm concerned, was the pass that Kyle gave Aaron Miller on that goal. Beautiful pass off the boards like that. You agree that the vision there was one of the better ones last night?
Absolutely. It was a heck of a play. And, again, we talked about getting pucks behind their defensemen all night, and that was just another indicator right there where, we got behind their defensemen, and Kyle recognized that, and Millsy skates into it, and then makes a heck of a shot.
Instincts are one thing. Hockey sense or smarts is another thing. How does vision play into both of those?
Well, vision's everything. I mean, you're not going to have the guys being able to shoot the puck or score the goals the way they want to if you can't have anybody making a play. And at this level, it's about making plays, but making plays quick. You have to know where the puck is going before you get it. And the great ones obviously can do that, and they get points. The ones who don't get a lot of points, they've got to wait a split second before they get rid of the puck, and that obviously excludes those players from being in a top tier category.
Who are some of the best eyes guys that you've coached?
Well, I mean, Colin was unbelievable. Matt Colin was, Matt Reed. I mean, those guys right there, Colin, Reed. Even here, you can go to a, certain degree here, like, I think Kyle Bauman really saw the rink well. Some guys are goal scorers too. I mean, you can sit there and like a Luke Erickson, they're the guys who can shoot and release. And even though those guys make a lot of plays in the Brendan Cooks of the world. But I think those guys, the Baumans, the Reeds, Rob Sirianni could make plays. Oh, he could really make plays. And he had terrific hockey sense. So, you kind of caught me off guard right there, but there's a few right there.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Lake State had the WCHA offensive, defensive, and rookie of the week this past week. How do you like how you defended those guys last night?
We did a pretty good job, but they had a lot. They had more scoring chances than you think, Schultzy. And, again, they had their share of pipes. They had their share of two-on-ones. We turned the puck over a few times. They had 4 2-on-ones last night. And, they made some things happen. Like, we just made a few more plays than them last night. And I shouldn't say, I don't know if we made a few more plays. We finished off a few more plays. We finished off more plays than them. It was not a 7-1 game. I know we hear that all the time, but it was a lot tighter game than, the score indicates. And but again, at the end of the day, too, we defend well.
Specifically, where would you like to improve tonight?
We want to eliminate turnovers, that's for sure, and we have to get a little better in the neutral zone. They really try to stretch in the neutral zone, all three guys, and they want to get guys into our, they want to penetrate our area between our second and third layers in the neutral zone, which is basically our second and third forwards and our two defensemen. And they do a good job of exploiting that area, and they garner a lot of speed right there. So we either have to, we have to be a little quicker on the forecheck. I'm talking in the neutral zone. We have to be a little quicker in the neutral zone, but we also have to back off of them when they start stretching.
Go figure. You put all that time and effort into the power play all week, and you get one chance last night. You seem to be working the puck a lot lower. Is that by design, or is that just what they were giving you?
It was where they, what they were giving. It's the first time in a while we've seen a diamond penalty kill. And so that was the one thing. So they allowed us to roll, but they really did a good job staying in lanes right there. So, you know, I thought it was kind of slow and methodical. But, again, part of it was what they were doing.
Win tonight would give you 300 in your career. You've been here 19 years. To me, the first thing that jumps out of that to me is, boy, does that put 702 in perspective, doesn't it?
Well, if I'm ever going to get that, I'll be about 91 when I get it. So a long ways away, and that's not attainable. But, you know, we'll see what happens tonight. It'd be nice getting it tonight, that's for sure, Schulte.
Best of luck.
Thanks.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.